Service learning with the police and a good week of basketball. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director, and thanks for tuning in to the award-winning Tennessee Tech Today show. Well, Tennessee Tech women's basketball standout Anna Jones has been named the Ohio Valley Conference Newcomer of the Week for the second time this season. And we're going to be talking with Jones a little later in the show about her outstanding play. But first up is a chance for Tech students and officers of the Cookeville Police Department to come together for dialogue and collaboration. Julie Baker, the Associate Dean for the College of Education, and Cookeville Police Chief Randy Evans facilitate the class Service Learning in the Community in collaboration with the Cookeville Police Department. In this class, students gain a better understanding of the law enforcement community, including training requirements, day-to-day operations, and citizen engagement, while collaborating with the Cookeville Police Department to promote diversity, equality, justice, and respect across our communities. Senior Jamal Thompson, also known as JT, and a member of the Golden Eagle football team, helped initiate the dialogue that created the class.
So I had the privilege to meet with Chief Evans back in September. He came to a Man Up meeting, which is another organization on campus, and he and a couple of his officers shared some, you know, really impactful things about what goes into being a police officer, as well as, you know, different things that they have to go through. Following that meeting, he and I collaborated and got to have the sit down, and that's when the idea kind of came to fruition in terms of, okay, we have a huge opportunity to really do something special here in Cookeville that hasn't happened in Cookeville or really anywhere to my knowledge, and that's to create a class and create a possibility to bridge the gap and form a partnership between students and the police department in the local area. So I think it was impactful. I think it was important to just like Chanel said, see both sides. And I'm very thankful that Chief Evans, you know, not only saw the vision but trusted in the vision as well to be able to do something as special as this.
Why is it important to have this class in the spring semester of 2021?
Because it's current, and I think that a lot of the issues that, you know, have plagued this country in terms of, you know, relations between law enforcement and minorities or just the civilians in general, I think that it's something that, you know, kind of gets swept under the rug and not talked about too frequently. So I think, you know, especially following the injustices that happened this past summer, I think the time to have these conversations is now. It was really yesterday, if we're being quite honest, but there is no bigger opportunity right now to bridge this gap and right some of the wrongs and fix the disparity that's been going on for a very long time. So I think spring semester of 2021 is when the iron was most hot, and I think that is perfect timing.
To hear Chief Evans, to hear Officer Searcy, to hear these officers come in and share with you and answer your questions, what does that mean to you?
I'm very thankful. I'm very thankful, and I think every single person and every single student in the classroom is very blessed for the opportunity, because, you know, like I mentioned earlier, this isn't something that happens very often. There is not many opportunities to have dialogue with law enforcement, and being quite honest, like minorities and civilians in general kind of shy away from law enforcement just due to some of the things that, you know, have happened in the past or different encounters. So to be able to have dialogue and form an interpersonal relationship and see, like, okay, like these officers are people too, like they have, you know, stories and backgrounds, and they have things that they're trying to learn about the other side as well. I think that there's so much opportunity for growth, and I think that's instrumental in being the change that we are ultimately trying to see and making the relationship and the country better as a whole, honestly. So I'm very thankful that they, once again, you know, trusted in the vision and continue to devote their time and their knowledge and their understanding to a group of kids who are also trying to learn from them and in general in the world as well.
Is there anything else you want to add?
I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful that, you know, that this opportunity presented itself, and I'm thankful that we are taking advantage of it. thankful for all the officers that continue to come in and speak with the class, as well as will continue to come in. And I'm excited for the growth, and I'm excited to see the development of the class, and then hopefully well into many semesters after this as well.
I also wanted to say a huge thank you to Dr. Julie Baker and the College of Education, because none of this happens without her. So I'm very thankful for her as well. And I just wanted to let her know that I really do appreciate her. So thank you, Dr. Baker.
Baker sees the class as a benefit to the students and the police.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the most exciting part to me was that when I really didn't even know JT, but when he first came to me, athletics sent him over. You know, he had this idea and connected me to Chief Evans, and I went and met with him for hours, and, you know, and we just decided this is possible, this can happen. And I was most excited for the students, because it was something that they wanted, something they needed, and it's so important to me, you know, as an associate dean at the College of Ed, that we're providing these meaningful experiences for our students. And so it's really been a partnership with the police department, in that, you know, they have this content that they want to cover, but then also, you know, we want the students to have the ability to have meaningful discussions, to ask their questions. And they've been really open and upfront about asking questions, and the police officers who have joined us in class, and that's been 2 and 3 and 4 officers a day. They're taking so much of their time to come and be with us on campus, which is awesome. But, you know, that balance of the students feeling comfortable asking questions, the police department answering those questions, the back and forth, you know, we've already established that, and it feels good to see the students, and I'm sure that they'll open up a little bit more. We have some exciting hands-on activities coming up. And so just that part is what's most exciting to me, is to see the students interacting and really enjoying themselves in a class that they're getting credit for. Yeah. So that's the awesome part.
And you talk about hands-on experience. The students are going to get to do a ride-along, which you've already done and you shared with the class. Just talk a little bit about that.
So one part of the class is that the police department is going to give the opportunity for a ride along for the students. And I think for the most part, the students are excited about it. They're a little nervous about it. And so last week I just popped up and said, I'll go first. And so I did that with Officer Jacob Beyer on Friday night. And it, you know, it was definitely enlightening. You know, there were things that I hadn't thought about before, you know, things that I saw, things that I experienced, things that I felt, you know, as we went through that evening until almost 3 in the morning, just riding in the police car and, you know, seeing what the police officers see every day and what they do every day. And, you know, there are just a lot of behind the scenes things between, you know, the reporting factor and, you know, them, how they collaborate and cooperate with other agencies and other officers throughout a shift mm-hmm. that they have, with, you know, the hospital, you know, things that were going on there. And so it, you know, it was eye-opening. And so I did share that with the class today. And, you know, each of the students in the class will have their own experience like that. And they'll be able to come back and share with the rest of the students about, you know, what they experienced and what they learned and how they grew from that experience. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we also want the officers that we're working with to learn from the students in the class as well. Right. And so that's a goal in the class. And so we do think it'll be a positive experience.
Now, how many students are in the class right now?
So we have 17 in the class. They're all undergraduate students. I have a grad assistant who's helping out, you know, as a TA. So really 18 students in the classroom, three to four police representatives each day. So it's been exciting.
Do you think if this continues that this class can grow and get even bigger?
Yeah, I think so. I think as long as we have students who will register and sign up for it, and I think once the word spreads from this current group of students that, you know, students will certainly want to take the class. And that was one thing that we talked about in the beginning, and I know JT and I talked about that. It was that, you know, we could do this as some kind of, you know, session that we had at night that, you know, that, but we wanted it to be something more. We wanted it to be a credit, you know, a class for credit mm-hmm. so that it is meaningful for them, so that there's some accountability for the students as well, but so that they are getting credit, you know, for something that they enjoy and they can build it into their schedules. And so, you know, it's a Tuesday, Thursday class at noon. And we've had perfect attendance so far. So, you know, we expect that throughout the semester.
Police Chief Randy Evans is investing a lot of time and energy into the class and is pleased with the way it's going.
Well, I tell you, of course, I've had the idea on my mind actually for some years, and it seems to not grow gain any traction, so to speak. And then, ironically enough, I guess last year, I can't remember, it's been a few months ago, I got invited to come and speak at the Man Up. Is that a program or organization? I don't know exactly how they characterize themselves, but through Dr. Rob Owens. And through that process, and talking with some of the students there, and very specifically JT, it just came apparent to me at that point that I needed to do more. I knew there were a lot of our students just listening to them and interacting with them that evening. I knew we had to do more. We had to do more to develop relationships. We had to do more to destroy the myths. You know, we get so much information from social media today that's so inaccurate, just misinformation, and purposely so in some cases. And I just felt it just very important to not only the Coopville Police Department, but our community, to really come up with a program that started that process of learning and not just teaching people about the Coopville Police Department. That's not what it's all about. It's also about our officers learning from our students.
Sure.
and the other participants, even in our Citizens Academy. So we took our Citizen Academy concept and we just kind of shaped it to fit the college class mold, if you will, and that's kind of how it became about. But I had met with JT and I had met with Marcus King, one of the basketball coaches, and kind of pitched the idea and actually spoken to Mark Wilson and Coach Alexander and everyone that I spoke to really supported the idea. And luckily, we had someone like Dr. Julie Baker that was willing to support it as well and really made it a reality.
And now that you've been in the classroom for a couple of weeks now, what has been your take?
Obviously, just 100% positive. I'm just amazed. I jokingly say that, you know, if they'll just come back one more day, you know, but the classroom keeps filling back up. You know, yeah. The students keep coming back. And so I don't know if that's a testament to what we're doing or maybe Dr. Baker's maybe threatening them or something. I don't know.
Attendance policy.
maybe they thought they'd get a good grade. But we want to show them the Coopville Police Department, warts and all. I mean, you know, we're not perfect. We're not trying to even suggest that. But I want our students and our community to know that we work hard every day to be better. And if we make a mistake today, we'll try to not make that mistake tomorrow. But if they see that our officers are working to achieve that goal and they're honest and they're hardworking and they have integrity and professionalism, I just want everybody to see that because I know it's true and I just want our community and in this case our students to see that about us and I want everyone to feel safe in this community and especially our student population because, you know, Tennessee Tech is Cookeville and Cookeville is Tennessee Tech in some regard.
Right.
Again, we just want them to get to know us. We want to get to know them better. And a lot of our police officers graduated from Tech, so it's not foreign to us. You know, we all invested here to some degree. And I've got a daughter that graduated and a student that's a senior. So it's important to me. You know, again, just to take this opportunity and everybody willing, I think we'll all be better for it.
Now, is this a one-time thing, or is this something that can happen every semester or maybe once a year? What do you think going from here?
Well, I can only speak about my goal. My goal is it to be an ongoing class.
Yeah.
As long as we can support it, and I think we can. So we'll see how the university feels about that. And I think I've got a willing, I don't know, I guess I call her a sponsor, to help us through this. And again, obviously everything stands on its merits, so we'll see how the class goes. And if the university sees value in it, then I think we'll move forward.
Major Ken Searcy of the Cookeville Police Department is one of the officers who has seen the benefits of the class. He presented information on accreditation. What does it mean to you to be able to come into a classroom and be able to just talk to students and answer their questions and be able to share some things?
Well, obviously, every time we can meet with people that we normally don't get the chance to meet with, there's this chance to learn more about each other in a positive way. This should be very much like the positive contact we've always had through the Citizens Academy. So the chief had the idea, or bought him this with JT, I'm not sure exactly how it all formed, but of basically taking the Citizens Academy concept and applying it now to kind of a different demographic, and specifically reaching out to the college community, and in this case, you know, many students that come from minorities. And so ultimately we knew that from our past experience, this kind of positive experience will be a learning and a growing experience for both sides. Nothing positive can come from that.
And having been an officer in Cookeville since 1990, how important is it to have these conversations right now in 2021?
Oh, yeah, I think it's very timely. I mean, it's just like JT had said, that ultimately some of this stuff should have been dealt with a long time ago. And you may say it's somewhat cyclical, that there are different times where some of these issues come up more. But in the past year, literally ever since 2016 probably, there's been many issues where police agencies have been on the forefront, rightfully or wrongfully, meaning there are some incidents when you look at it as a police department that, or as a police officer rather, speaking for myself, I look at it and it was just horrendous, unforgivable, no way to defend. But then there's others where, yes, it's a use of force, and all use of force looks ugly. However, it may be totally justifiable, totally warranted. And so what we ultimately want to do is to hopefully better educate everybody to kind of understand the difference when it's more than just maybe a particular media spin or a particular group wanting to take advantage of playing something up to be more than it was. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's definitely very timely.
Now, how did you get stuck with, or how did you get chosen to do accreditation in the hiring class?
Well, ultimately, of course, I'm the accreditation manager for the department.
Okay.
And I was in that role back in 1998 when we initially completed the CALEA accreditation, the International Standard of Accreditation. And so then as years have gone by and different assignments and promotions, and I ended up back here in this role. And so I also teach this class for the Citizens Academy.
Another officer who has taken part in the class is Major Scott Winfrey. He taught the students about the training that the CPD goes through. Is there a particular point that you want to get through to the college students to help them understand maybe what goes through or what officers go through with training?
Well, what I want to really let them see is that the amount of training we go through, okay, compared to, and it's been noted in some of the previous classes, many years ago an officer may have gotten 3 days a week, a couple of weeks riding with a more senior officer. Today, and for pretty much the past 30 years that I've been with the police department, we have used a training program. It's modeled after the police department in San Jose, California, and it's a 14-week program. It's evaluation, it's training, and then, like I said, the continued training after that.
Yeah, to be able to come on campus, come in a classroom, and to actually be able to talk to the students, how does that make you feel?
It's great, especially in today's climate, today's world, to be able to have open dialogue, you know, where everyone feels safe, and where students can learn from us, learn from our point of view, and we take, I think, more from the students in their questions. So it's a very good thing.
So anything else you want to add?
That's it. It's just I think we're all blessed. We really are to live in a community for the administration here at Tech to have been open to this class. I believe it's been a very good thing.
Students in the class, like sophomore Chanel Bishop, get to engage in thoughtful discussion and hands-on activities to promote partnerships and mutual understanding between themselves, their peers, their communities, and the Cookeville Police Department.
It's very educational. I mean, I really don't know very much about police officers or anything about the police department, so I'm learning a lot so far, and we've only had a couple classes.
Yeah, have you had some questions that you were able to ask them so far?
I have actually. I had a question answered really quick today. You know, she was talking about her ride along with the police the other day, and I thought that, like, when you caught someone with drugs, they automatically got arrested, and so that's not how that works, and I learned that today.
So what do you think, when the class is over, what do you think is going to be some of the things that you're going to be able to learn about or take away from this class?
I feel like I'll have more understanding with everything that's going on in the world right now from both sides, not just a one-sided story, and I'll really be able to understand, you know, where they're coming from so that I could also educate other people that weren't in the class with me.
Yeah, and how important do you think this day and age is it to be able to understand, you know, their side and for them to be able to understand your side and just kind of have a dialogue there?
I think that this era and generation are really a lot of empaths and emotional people, and I feel like once they understand both sides, it'll really help bridge a connection between all of the communities.
Thanks, Chanel. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Golden Eagle basketball with Anna Jones. Stay with us.
You can't predict the future, but you can count on Tennessee Tech University always putting students first. Tech understands today's challenges and helps students by showing strength, compassion, patience, kindness, and common sense. We put students first on a safe, accessible campus close to home. That's what you can count on at Tennessee Tech. Find out more at tntech.edu/wingsup.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Junior guard forward Anna Jones had a tremendous week for the Tennessee Tech women's basketball team and the Golden Eagles' victories over Austin Peay and Murray State. The Ohio Valley Conference sports information contacts agreed unanimously, selecting Jones as this week's OVC Newcomer of the Week, the second time this season she's received the award. The Middle Tennessee transfer from Jackson finished with 32 points for the week, averaging 16 per game while also bringing down 11 rebounds. From the field, she shot 11 for 18 and was 8 for 10 from the charity stripe. She also collected 2 assists and 2 steals. And Anna Jones joins us now. And Anna, I guess let's go back to when you were at MTSU. What made you want to come to Tech in the first place?
When I first came and visited, like right after I got in the transfer portal, it just like felt right. It was a good fit. I felt like I clicked with the girls really well, and I really liked the coaching staff and what they ran, and I liked Cookeville, so I just thought it was a really good fit for me.
Yeah, and obviously you have fit into the lineup very well. You've been playing very good this season. You were just named the OVC Newcomer of the Week again for the second time. You know, how does it feel to be able to come in and make an instant impact like that?
Yeah, it's exciting just to get in and, you know, really be able to play. It's been, especially with this year, how weird everything's been, but I think we're off to a good start. It's been a little bumpy here and there, but I know the rest of the team has been really, really, really good about, like, helping me get comfortable and really get into the system and be a part of the team.
And you're one of those players where you can shoot from outside, you can shoot the three, but you're also tall enough where you can post up inside. What do you like better, a nice post move inside or hitting one from long range?
Shooting threes, for sure.
So does the coach give you a green light anytime you're out there around the perimeter?
Yeah, for the most part.
Well, I know Tennessee Tech, the women's team, has been playing pretty good of late. You've won 4 out of 5 as of Friday. When we had this conversation, you're going into a big game against Morehead State on Saturday night. Then you've got to hit the road for some tough contests. You got to go to Southeast Missouri and UT Martin, two tough places to play. How do you feel the team is doing right now? You're 6-4 in the league, 8-5 overall. Are you where you thought you would be, or, you know, just kind of gauge where you're at?
I think, yeah, we've had some good wins, and we've definitely had some bumps in the road. I think right now we're starting to come together and grow more into our identity and know who we are. So I think that's good for us, and just it's helping us build a little confidence and being more comfortable. I think just with how everything played out, it just took us a while to everyone get comfortable with their role and get comfortable with each other within the system and stuff. So I think now that we're starting to get the hang of that, we're going to start really playing well together.
Yeah, and like you said, kind of at the beginning of the season with COVID and everything, it was kind of crazy. You guys had like 6 or 7 games either canceled or rescheduled. And so, you know, from a player perspective, what was that like?
I think it's just become the new norm. Like, it is what it is. It was definitely frustrating for us at the time because we were so ready to get started and just start playing games and play against somebody other than ourselves. It seemed like we were practicing forever. So we were so ready to get going. And so I think at first it was just really frustrating just because it was like, you know, every time we were almost about to play, something would happen. But I think it's just part of it. You know, every team's going through the same thing. And it's just, you know, we have to stay ready. And I think we preach that all the time anyways, is if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And, you know, that's kind of how it is now. Like, you never know what's going to happen the next day, whether the team you're playing is going to be out with COVID or whether someone on our team is going to test positive for COVID. So it's just, it's definitely been an adjustment. But I think with all of the cancellations we've had thus far, we're kind of getting used to it.
Now, what about as far as being a student at Tennessee Tech and how COVID has affected classes and that sort of thing? What has that been like?
It's been different. We've had a lot of – everything's now pretty much hybrid, so the classes are a lot smaller, and we're not necessarily – sometimes we're only meeting, like, once a week. So it's definitely been different because, like, you know, we really have to stay on top of our work, especially with us traveling as much as we do. Mm-hmm. We have to put, like, that much more of a focus on making sure we're caught up and everything's going smooth in the classroom.
You know, you look at the OVC standings, or do you even look at the standings? Is that something that, as a player, that you are conscious of, or do you just go out every day and you're kind of oblivious to where you guys are as far as the standings go?
I mean, I know we have an idea, but we pretty much go every day not worried about what it is because, you know, it could change just like that. And so I think we just take it – it's important for us to take it one day at a time and just get 1% better every day.
Yeah. And I know you've got a big game in Morehead State coming up, but then, you know, next week you're taking on the top two teams in the OVC in UT Martin and Southeast Missouri. You know, do you think that's something you're going to get a little bit more amped up about, especially since it's going to be on the road and you know how tough that's going to be?
I think our next couple of games, we definitely have a tough schedule this next stretch. So I think we're excited. We love the challenge. And, you know, we're taking it one game at a time, but we're excited for what we have coming up.
You could certainly be a coach with all those perfect coach speak quotes.
Coach Rose preaches it all the time. Yeah. It's ingrained in my head.
All right. Anna Jones, one of the Golden Eagle basketball players. Again, the OVC Newcomer of the Week for the second time this season, playing some great basketball. And the Golden Eagles really starting to turn it on, winning 4 of their last 5. We certainly wish you the best of luck the rest of the season, and we hope to see you cutting down the nets in Evansville next month.
Yes, us too. Thank you.
Thanks, Anna. And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the T2 website at tntech.edu. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.